Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and see what everyone's talking about.
Well, live cattle futures were in a wait-and-see mode yesterday, and likely the same will happen today. Traders would like to see some cash business before taking a position on market direction. Boxed beef closes up very strong again yesterday. Choice was up $2.68. The select was up $3.70, but that will have little influence on cash this week. There were a few head of cattle that traded yesterday at steady money. We didn't see any activity here in our part of the country. That provides also no real strong indication of what the average will be for the week. In fact, the anticipation is for no better than steady cash, possibly a dollar lower this week. June and July hog contracts tried to shun lower prices, but just could not close in positive territory. Cash was lower, but cutouts were higher. The trading action yesterday could indicate the market is trying to find support, but traders are cautious due to greater frequency of weaker cash. Concern has grown over the level of exports of pork to China. Now, July Kansas City wheat is trading about 9 cents higher early today. Still expecting to benefit from moderate rains in Kansas and Oklahoma this week, but not showing the broad coverage we saw in Monday's forecast. The Wheat Quality Council's hard winter wheat tour begins, scouting crops around Kansas and adjoining areas today, and is expected to find a variety of crop conditions. July corn is about 10.5 cents higher early today, facing a drier 7-day forecast for much of the Corn Belt than was anticipated yesterday. Moderate rains are still expected to benefit hard red winter wheat areas in the southwestern plains and spring wheat areas in the northern U.S. plains, but only light to moderate amounts are anticipated across the central Corn Belt. July soybeans are trading 13 cents higher early today, also responding to today's drier forecast for much of the Midwest and continuing to be pushed by rising prices in the vegetable oil sector. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle was up 5 cents, 115.35. August down 40, 118.42. August feeder cattle up $1.60, 152.75. September is up 155 at 154.22. June hogs down 7 cents, 108.65. July down 5 cents, 108.95. Kansas City wheat, the July down 5.5, 652 and a quarter. And September down 5.5, 657.5. Chicago wheat, July down 7.5, 699 and three quarters. September down 7 cents, 699.5. July corn up 8.75 at 652.5. September up 3.5, 566.5. July soybeans up a penny and a quarter, 1587.5 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.